From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. In the devastated Syrian city of Aleppo, government forces and their allies press an offensive that has pushed rebels to a shrinking part of the eastern sector. It's a battle that President Bashar al-Assad told state television will change the course of the nearly six-year conflict. The rebels have called for temporary ceasefire, but Middle East Institute scholar Zubair Iqbal said that likely will fall on deaf ears.
This is the last-ditch attempt, a half-hearted attempt on the part of the rebels, and I think that they may be able to persuade some of the elements in the Assad government who may be willing to accommodate them. But it doesn't look like likely because those very people who could have used some degree of accommodation have been sidelined by the hardliners in the Assad government.
Meanwhile, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry met in Germany with his Russian counterpart Sergei Lavrov in a bid to arrange a cessation of hostilities. Mark Toner is a U.S. spokesman.
This is part of our ongoing efforts to try to reach some kind of meeting of the minds with regard to at least a pause in the violence in Aleppo that can allow for humanitarian assistance to reach the population there. More broadly, an effort to get the political negotiations back on track.
There are believed to be hundreds of critical medical cases in the rebel-held zone among civilians. Vote counting underway in Ghana following Wednesday's national election. African Union observer AG Hifikepunye Pohamba said all went well except for one polling station opening late.
The other stations that we visited, we were impressed that there was an order. People were very, very peaceful.
Incumbent President John Mahama is seeking a second four-year term against his main opposition opponent, Nana Akufo-Addo. The West African nation's economy has struggled with commodity prices falling. This is VOA News. There were no survivors after a Pakistan International Airlines turboprop aircraft crashed while trying to travel from the northern town of Chitral to Islamabad. There were 48 people aboard. Faisal Sabswari is a Sindh Provincial Assembly member.
Certainly the entire Pakistan is in tears. We are all in grief because it is a major accident, a major plane crash, and our beloved singer turned a religious scholar, Junaid Jamshed, he also died in this particular plane crash.
The airline said the captain of the aircraft had reported losing power in an engine moments before the plane lost contact with Islamabad's control tower. Rescue workers, soldiers, and police in Indonesia are pressed into service to comb through the rubble of a town hard hit by Wednesday's 6.5 magnitude earthquake in Aceh province on the northern tip of Sumatra Island. Nearly 100 people are known to have died in the powerful quake. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump continues to build his cabinet following his November 8 election victory, tapping Marine Corps General John Kelly to be his Secretary of Homeland Security. He also selected Oklahoma State Attorney General Scott Pruitt to head the Environmental Protection Agency. Mr. Trump has also called on Iowa Governor Terry Branstad to serve as ambassador to China. A good choice, according to Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack.
He's tenacious, and he's going to have to be. He is tireless. He's going to have to be. And he understands and appreciates the importance of trade, and he'll have to. All the qualities that make a good ambassador, he has.
Branstad has had a long-standing personal relationship with China's President Xi Jinping. Italy's Prime Minister Matteo Renzi resigned his post Wednesday after pledging to step down in the wake of Sunday's defeat of his referendum on constitutional reform. The presidential palace indicates the task of forming a caretaker government would get underway Thursday. Mr. Renzi said his Democratic Party would be ready if elections are called before the next scheduled vote early in 2018. South Korea's parliament has introduced a bill to impeach President Park Geun-hye, whose administration is engulfed in an influence-peddling scandal. Parliament's vote could come Friday. Opposition parties say they believe they have the two-thirds majority vote needed to pass the measure. U.S. stocks continued their post-election climb Wednesday, with the benchmark Dow Jones average and the S&P 500 indexes hitting fresh record closes, the Dow adding nearly 300 points to 19,549. Meanwhile, Japan cut its third-quarter growth, reflecting a drop in business investment. Still, the world's third-biggest economy expanded each of the last three quarters. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.